Starcom Network News presents Year in Review 2019. This is the month of July. Monday, July 1st, a ban on single-use plastic cups, knives, forks, and food containers went into effect that day, while the date for implementing the ban on petrol-based plastic bags was extended until January. The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Tricia Tanner, said the cost of replacement items remained a concern for the business sector.
So at the end of the day, on the ground, it comes down to the replacement cost of the alternative, non-petrol-based alternatives, which are extremely expensive, and that is something that the government would need to look at in terms of how it can actually reduce that cost.
The Barbados Water Authority announced it was rescinding a decision to fire the Director of Human Resources, Jacqueline Belgrave, after staff had threatened a strike that day. The General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Senator Tony Moore, said the union was giving the Board of Directors of the Barbados Water Authority a chance to mend fractured relations with the management and staff of the state agency, and for now would not be pursuing the workers' demand that the chairman of the board, Leoding Worrell, be removed. Senator Moore was speaking to journalists that morning after briefing the BWA staff on the outcome of almost 10-hour-long talks the previous day.
The concern of many workers that had to be addressed this morning is the concern that the chairman of the board should also go. The union's position in this whole matter is that where there is a commitment given to do things that the way they ought to be done, we should make opportunity for that commitment to demonstrate itself.
Meantime, Minister of Water Resources Wilfred Abrams admitted that relations were strained between the board and management as a result of the approach being taken by the board. He promised a change in approach and an effort to repair the damaged relations.
It was acknowledged that the board of the Barbados Water Authority had taken a hands-on approach to the management of the authority. This, in the opinion of the board, was necessary and warranted to bring stability to the operations of the authority in the face of the large number of critical matters and crises that faced the newly constituted board. This approach, however, led to strained relationships with some members of staff as well as with the union. The realities of recent interactions and personnel matters were also discussed, and the board acknowledged certain practices which resulted in discomfort to the staff, including the recent separation of the Director of Human Resources, Management and Development.
Thursday, July 4th, Barbadians were waking up to the news of yet another shooting death. Police confirmed that 27-year-old Akeem Leon, one of two men shot the previous night while at Manning's Land Bank Hall, St. Michael, had passed away at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. A teenage boy died after plunging into a well 100 feet deep at the Pine, St. Michael. 17-year-old Kyrie Boyce of No. 13 Regent Hill was pronounced dead at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital after being pulled from the well at Martin's Road about 1:30 p.m. This followed an hour-long rescue operation by personnel from the police, fire, and ambulance services. Denisha Dutton, a friend of the deceased, said Kyrie, who lived a short distance away from the scene of the incident, was passing through that location when he stepped on the cover of the well, which collapsed under his weight. Ms. Lawton and another resident, Kathy Ann Best, voiced concern about the state of the wells on the National Housing Corporation estate.
I feel that National Housing should come and check this here. I mean, real soon too. Real soon. I don't know where police go, where the things happen to do things. There's something that we talked to them about already, and nothing has been done. Now a little boy dropping it, so what are we going to do from here now? I feel the sad. I'm really sorry that it had to come down to this, and I just hope that the authorities will come and just deal with what they got to deal with.
Saturday, July 6th, news came that the jet ski and American couple were on when they went missing off Barbados on June 24th had been recovered off the coast of Guadeloupe. But there was still no sign of the couple, Oscar Suarez and Magdalena Deville. A man was in police custody following the murder of 43-year-old Rupert Stout of Inchmarlow, Christchurch, who had been stabbed at Fairchild Street in the city in the early hours of that morning. Adam Elias, better known as King Bubba FM, and Romario Cave, known as SK, tied for first place in the International Bashment Soca competition held that night. Monday, July 8th, police were investigating reports that Barbados customers of at least three banks had lost money from their accounts after skimmers again targeted automatic teller machines, ATMs. Attorney General Dale Marshall told Starcom Network News that the government would be going to Parliament to give the police additional powers to deal with criminal gangs that the authorities believed were behind a lot of the gun violence in the country. He made the disclosure in an interview with Starcom Network News, with the number of homicides for the year reaching a record 32.
I don't think there's any doubt that we have some groupings in Barbados that are wreaking tremendous havoc. Whether you call them gangs or whatever you want to call them doesn't matter, but we have to empower our law enforcement officers with the relevant legislative tools to help us to break up those groups of people and impose severe penalties on them. And then there's some other legislative measures that we're looking at.
It was confirmed that Barbados was the venue for a round of internationally brokered talks between Venezuela's government and the opposition as efforts continued to resolve the country's political crisis. Wednesday, July 10th, the Barbados government launched a new commission on local governance, with Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley declaring that it was part of efforts to engender trust among the population in the workings of government by promoting empowerment and enfranchisement.
Because at the end of the day, an executive is called the executive because it is required to execute. It is required to take decisions. But taking decisions in a vacuum, without consultation, without caring, without sensitivity to our realities, is not the model of development that we want to pursue.
Commission Chairman Queen's Counsel Ralph Thorne spoke about creating 20 consultative assemblies built not along partisan lines or constituency boundaries, but based on parish structures. Thursday, June the 11th, the University of the West Indies Cayfield campus announced that many times Piccadocrop Calypso Monarch and Barbados Cultural Ambassador Stetson Wilcher Red Plastic Bag was one of three people being awarded honorary doctorates. The UWI said the gifted lyricist would be conferred a Doctor of Letters for his contribution to entertainment. RPB said it was an honor to be so recognized.
It's always great when people see your work as worthy of such an honor. Of late, I've been seeing quite a bit of attention being paid to entertainment and arts and culture in general, and I think it's a great sign.
Meanwhile, internet pioneer Alan Emtage would receive a Doctor of Science for his commitment to scientific invention, while Trinidad-born global talent manager Maxine Williams was conferred a Doctor of Law for leadership. Mr. Emtage, who was born and raised in Barbados and attended Harrison College, wrote the code which helped to create the internet. Thursday, July 18th, scores of people lined up at the offices of Resolution Life as the company continued to pay out millions of dollars to thousands of policyholders and investors of the former Clico Barbados. Friday, July 19th, the developers of the proposed Hyatt Hotel on Bay Street announced that the project was to commence in a matter of months. Entrepreneur Mark Maloney, one of the developers of the Hyatt project, made the revelation on VOB's call-in program, Getting Down to Brass Tacks.
We are working towards being able to start within the next 4 months or so. There's a lot to do. There's a lot of studies to be completed, to be updated, to engage the public. And no, we're not going to engage the public at the end. We're going to engage the public when we are supposed to engage the public, and we're going to do it properly.
He said there seemed to be a movement in Barbados to stop people who wanted to invest in the country. Tuesday, July 23rd, the Minister of Education, Sanchia Bradshaw, gave early notice that some schools would not be ready for the opening of the new school year in September, noting that environmental problems were plaguing several schools.
So you have a serious decay of plant and environment across Barbados, which has now impacted on, you know, I tell people it has impacted in such a way that when we look at the budget of education, I don't believe that we are getting the best spend for our money, because the number of days that we are losing in terms of productivity in the school environment is basically counterproductive.
In Britain, pro-Brexit advocate Boris Johnson had been elected the new Conservative Party leader and would become the next UK Prime Minister. He beat rival Jeremy Hunt comfortably. The former London mayor was due to take over from Theresa May the following day. Wednesday, July 24th, a 42-year-old teacher and his infant children perished in an explosion and fire at his Warren St. Michael apartment. Cornelius Barrow, a teacher at the Corrigan Parish School, along with his 22-month-old son and 8-month-old daughter, were burnt beyond recognition in an apparent murder-suicide. Residents were shocked and saddened by the incident.
I heard the blow, explosion. So when I ran out, I saw the girl over there trying with the hose. She's outside. And when she heard the blow, she see the fire went up and she tried to get a hose to see if it could get up there.
Probably a gas explosion could cause that. It isn't easy to actually come and see something like this, you know, especially two children involved in it.
Thursday, July 25th. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltby announced plans for Barbados to have its own national honours as an alternative to the knighthoods awarded by the Queen. She made the disclosure during a news briefing as Cabinet met at government headquarters. Sunday, July 28th, Mikey won the Crop Over Soca Monarch competition at the National Botanical Gardens.
It's a fantastic feeling if you're truly humbled and excited, because it's truly a win for Power Soca. Barbados showing that it's not dead, contrary to popular belief.
Wednesday, July 31st, the Barbados Water Authority reported it had experienced significant issues with its mains, supplying areas in St. James and St. Thomas, leaving many residents in those areas without water. And so ended the month of July 2019. Year in review, 2019.